All right, here goes. Hi, I'm Dave Reinersman. Welcome back to the Marvels of Science. Kelsey is a trauma-informed therapist. Ronan is an AI researcher and PhD candidate. Ross is a professor in the undergraduate program of metaphysics, logic, and philosophy of mathematics. Tim is a planetary scientist and science educator who works at NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. And our color commentator is the first returning guest on the show, Caitlin Levine. Caroline Bailey, a friend of mine here in D.C., Sarah Rice Scott, a friend of mine here in D.C., Cassandra Scarpino, a friend of mine right here in D.C. Thanks for all your support for the first season, and I'm really excited for the second one. I've recorded 4 episodes so far, and I've got more lined up. This season, we'll expand into the social sciences a bit with an episode about Tony Stark's PTSD, as shown in Iron Man 3, and I wanted to lead off with a bit of our discussion on whether psychology counts as a science.
I think science is a broad term that can include social behavior and that sort of thing.
There's a lot in the field of psychology that is very much rooted in the scientific method.
And then we get into details on what PTSD really is.
There is an incredible level of stigma around. People don't want to admit that they have a mental health disorder, particularly big, strong men like Tony Stark.
He is one of the most human superheroes. We've all experienced something like, you know, increased heart rate or maybe even sweating as a result of thinking about something that's unpleasant. But there are really specific diagnostic criteria that must be in place in order for someone to have a diagnosis of PTSD.
We'll take a closer look at artificial intelligence and natural language user interfaces in episode 12.
With Alexa and Google systems do, they are actually, like, inside, they're really doing, like, scripts. So it's not like Alexa's super clever, but she might have, like, clever people behind the scenes.
My parents actually got them first. I think she gets a little bit lonely at the house. And so she started sort of, like, responding to them as if they were human, which also really freaked me out.
We're actually, like, learning on the way. Like, by trying to build it, we're actually learning what constitutes intelligence. It's called Moravec's paradox. An AI researcher called Hans Moravec, he said that it's easy to make computers do things that are like playing checkers or algebra or like word problems, things that we tend to think are like difficult, but it's hard to give them the skills of even like 1-year-old when it comes to perception or mobility, things like that. Another way to think of it is that the things that are hardest to reverse engineer are the things that are unconscious.
We'll go way out of the format with an episode on the philosophy of the MCU.
The question, what is philosophy? I don't have a good answer to that, actually. One of the things that I love about philosophy is that you can do philosophy about anything.
Sarah, you haven't seen, I think, any of the MCU, so this is going to sound insane. Vision sees destroying the Mind Stone in his head to save half the universe as an easy decision to make. Captain America tells him, we don't trade lives.
What we're seeing here on the face of it is a clash between consequentialist reasoning and deontological reasoning. Captain America, right, we don't trade lives. He's more deontologist. He's thinking, no, look, there's a moral law against taking a life.
Steve, Captain America, doesn't want to put this power into the hands of people with political agendas that change. Yeah?
Captain America's name is Steve?
Steve Rogers.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. That's fine.
They all have names like that. Bruce and Steve and...
I mean, Bruce is fine because it's like Bruce, you know? Like, Bruce. Steve...
And we'll talk about life on other planets and the structure of the galaxy that the Guardians are guarding.
People who are working in agnostic life detection, trying to come up with what are the methods you could use to detect life when you don't know what life looks like. Because one of the things we've realized is we don't even know what is life.
Every time we think about other living things, we imagine them being very like us. They might look slightly different, but they're basically humanoid. But what if other living things are in conditions that are still not livable for us?
And there's more to come. If you or anyone you know is an expert on an area of science that might have an MCU connection, be sure to email me at dreinersman@gmail.com. Check out info on the podcast and its guests at davereinersman.com/marvelsofscience. Find me on Twitter at @MarvelsOScience, and since I can't stand listening to ads when I listen to podcasts, I'm going to keep this podcast ad-free. But I'd really like to be able to pay some of these guests, so feel free to check out patreon.com/marvelsofscience. I want to thank my guests, Kelsey Myers and Caitlin Levine, Caroline Bailey and Ronan Tamari, Sarah Rice Scott and Ross Cameron, Cassandra Scarpino and Tim Livingood. And thanks to you for listening. I can't believe how many people have listened to this. It's really blown me away. I love that people enjoy this. It's really a thing I feel very privileged to get to be able to do. And I like that you like it. Episode 11 comes out next Friday morning, and I plan to keep releasing weekly after that, probably for another 10 episode stretch. Cross your fingers, and thanks for listening. I would highly recommend watching Avengers Endgame after you watch 22 other movies, but...
I don't love you the same way that your wife does, Dave, so I don't think it's going to happen.